In HPPR's early days, hardly anyone had FM radios. They were considered luxury add-ons in vehicles. Most people on the high plains hadn't even heard of All Things Considered or NPR. But still, they gave, they worked, and today, HPPR has existed 40 years as an essential part of the rural landscape. Technically, we were the first station licensed to a rural community. We were told it was impossible. Still, we became the little public station that could. Toward the end of our first KANZ and six or so translators atop grain elevators in county seat towns, I wrote an application nominating Quentin Hope, our founder, for the Edward R. Murrow Award. It was a bold thing to do, but as development director, I carried around thoughts, quotes, calls, letters from people who described listening from dawn to dusk, who felt less isolated, who were inspired by stories, news, or music that brought the world to the high plains. You might laugh at my audacity. Of course, Quentin and our story didn't win, but perhaps that was only a matter of timing. How was that, you ask? Well, just after the awards were announced, I received a clandestine phone call. The person on the other end of the line whispered, "He nearly won! He really nearly won!" The caller identified herself not by name, but as a member of the award committee, and she explained that the group was so moved by the nomination that Quentin had been in the final round of consideration. The caller wanted me to know that while the committee alternated awarding individuals and organizations, and that while our nomination fell in the year for organizations, the wonder, the impact, and the significance of being the first rural community station was acknowledged, appreciated, and almost awarded by a group of knowledgeable and credible broadcast notables. The advent of HPPR was a wonder, and the stories didn't stop in Pierceville or Colby or Lamar or Guymon or Amarillo. The frequency on which you listen is built on a legacy of community ownership. And every time you give, you acknowledge the pioneering story of people seeking areas of common interest across diverse communities, counties, and regional boundaries, of people dedicated to building the resources to sustain and enhance life without requiring the sacrifice of connections to the events of the state, the nation, and the world, of lives in which we can dialogue about ideas and books and public and cultural affairs, of lives where we can learn from and learn with one another. You are the public in public radio, and each of you deserves an award. We should be acknowledged for having forged an invisible connecting community, for building town squares where, as we say, we are in touch with the world right here at home. I think our version of the world is worthy of an Edward R. Murrow Award. I'm Kathleen Holt in Cimarron, Kansas, for the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club.